TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Oh, wait, who are we?
Well, I don't know. Why don't we sync up or get the show started way?
Because
all that is gold that is just going to fall away.
This is the Jibber and the Jabber.
That's Andy. That's Tim. Let's get the show started.
No.
3, 2, 1, cock. Here we go.
3, 2, 1,
no.
Cock. We're done. We're synced.
Stop it.
Cock. Is that am I doing it right?
So what happens when we don't record for the better part of a year. Like, we forget how to do it.
How long has it been? Like, it's been since late June, right?
Yeah, I think it's been a month.
Yeah, it's been close to it.
Yeah.
All right. Is everybody actually recording?
I'm recording, I am ready.
I recorded all that, the Jibber and the Jabber combined.
Hot damn.
I record some of the Jibber, not the Jabber.
Well, in fairness to Noah, I think I was the one providing all the Jabber. So it should all be on my side.
Excellent.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb, an extremely obscure stand-up comedian. I started this podcast because I thought it might be interesting to find out what makes a comedian laugh. In my case, it's my two old roommates, Andy and Noah. They're not comedians, but they always used to make me laugh. But now we don't live together anymore. So, we decided we'd do this podcast every week and try and make each other laugh and record it so maybe we make a few of you laugh as well. This week, we're back from our long hiatus. Noah has been busy traveling to Oregon, Washington, Canada, Alaska. Andy has had plumbing problems, and I also went to Washington. And when you hear this sound... The boys are back in town. That means we've put a link to whatever we were just talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
TanCast.
Welcome back to TanCast, everybody.
We're back.
It's been a minute.
I know New Zealand, they've been clamoring.
Like, what are you doing? It's the dead of winter. Like, where could you possibly be?
I didn't see a single, like, tweet or Facebook post like, hey, where's TanCast? They're like, whatever. Who cares?
Maybe they'll do another episode. I don't know. Who gives a shit?
Our most ardent fans like, oh, yeah.
I don't know if I've ever mentioned this, but sometimes at work, I'll see somebody who I haven't seen in a while, and then I'll realize they were gone. You know what I mean? I'm like, oh, I felt kind of shit. I didn't know this before now, but now I see you again. I'm like, oh, yes, I haven't seen you in a while.
Did you lose weight? I had a baby.
Well, I was like, hey, can we send this to this person? That person hasn't worked here in 7 months.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, that's what that party was for.
Dude, I can do you one better. There was somebody who I sent an email to, and I made reference to something, and they wrote me back and were like, oh, that must have happened while I was gone. I was like, what do you mean gone? They're like, I left the company for a couple years. I just came back. It's like... Oh, you... Oh, okay.
Whoopsies.
But you're back. Welcome back, I guess. I think I missed two parties. Yeah, that was embarrassing. They're also pretty high up in the company, but like a nice person, so I think they let me go.
They fired you?
No.
You're like, oh, yeah.
I did quit shortly thereafter, but unrelated reasons.
Just like sheer embarrassment.
I knew you were gone. Yeah. Wait, what are you talking about?
Although I hope if I ever do go back to that company that they'll pull the same thing on me.
Oh, like they didn't know you were gone?
Yes. Yeah.
Nice. By the way, I'm Tim, the T in TanCast.
I'm Andy, the A in TanCast.
I'm Noah, the Negro in TanCast.
And we've been gone for a minute.
Yep.
A hot cahoots.
But that means we are chock full of stories of adventures and happenings.
Yes.
How the fuck was everyone's week? Was it good times or was it bleak? We'll find out on our very next segment. How was your motherfucking week?
I don't really got anything, guys.
God damn it.
Nothing ever happens, Noah.
Oh, yeah, it's been a week.
kick the rock. Well, and before that, other stuff happened.
Yeah. That's the most memorable, and like, I'm like, oh, really? Anyways, not most memorable. It's not the most memorable. Just most recent.
Well, Noah, shut up now. I went to visit my brother for the 4th of July, and we set off fireworks, and that was awesome. And then I went to Charlotte and visited with family who are aged and very visibly on the decline, and that was less awesome. That's it. There's my month.
Getting old is wow. No good.
Succinct.
Yeah. Tomorrow I drive 10 fucking hours to Washington, D.C. Going to spend a couple of days there doing D.C.-related things, which mostly involves flipping off the White House and then I guess going through a museum or two. I don't know. We'll figure that out when we get there. Definitely flipping off the White House a couple of times, though. Definitely.
That's important.
Yep.
You got to do that.
And then driving from there to New York for a wedding and staying for a couple of days in New York and New Jersey and doing touristy shit there, other than the wedding. And then the following Monday, driving supposedly 13 hours from New York back to Atlanta. So that'll be fun before I go to work on Tuesday. I expect to be tired. But it'll be cool. Like, this is like our biggest real road trip as a family that we've ever done.
Sweet.
Yeah.
I've never been to D.C., but I would like to go.
You've never been to D.C.?
Mm-mm. I just recently learned it's not part of the... what is it? It's not a state?
No, it is not a state. Although there have been talks of either turning it into a state or taking all the people in it and giving that territory back to Virginia and making it the city of Washington and turning the District of Columbia into just the area that, like, the federal government occupies. That, like, nobody but... I guess basically the president and vice president live in.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause that's a shitload of people that like don't get to have representation in Congress, which I remember, our ancestors. Well, I wasn't there, but I heard stories about, chucking a bunch of tea into a harbor because of shit like that.
I mean, it is amazing that it's still a thing.
Yeah. Yeah. See also Puerto Rico, Guam, Samoa.
I mean, we don't care about those people. They're brown.
I know. They should go back to where they came from.
Isn't Washington, D.C. mostly brown?
Yes, that too. Exactly. But why can't they vote?
They're brown.
It's a mystery.
I believe Stephen Colbert put it, like, you know, New Orleans was referred to as a chocolate city, whereas Washington, D.C. is a chocolate city, but with a white, white. Vanilla center. It's like a Malamar. It's a seasonal cookie.
Very seasonal, because when Congress is out, the white people leave.
A cookie coating of corruption all around.
Yes.
That delicious cookie coating corruption. Yes.
I'm sure Colbert is like, first of all, I'm not listening. And second of all, you've ruined my joke.
you just ruined it.
Yeah, but I do remember being there when I was around Drew's age, and that the Smithsonian was fucking amazing. So as long as it hasn't gotten worse in the last 30 years, you know, plus or minus two.
I mean, it's probably fucked up. Thanks, Obama.
Yeah. National History Museum doesn't even have anything about Noah with the dinosaurs.
Wait, what is that from?
Top of my head.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure if that was from a movie. Or just your sick little mind.
Just my sick little mind. Just my having been raised as a young Earth creationist and now knowing what bullshit it is.
You were raised as a creationist?
Oh, yeah.
Wait, how is that different?
Earth is 6,000 years old. God made everything 6,000 years ago. Everything else is a fucking lie.
Wait, but isn't that generally religion? Well, not.
No.
Not across the board, but like, aren't they all believe in creationism?
Well, okay, so there's a difference in creationism, which is, you know, like the whole fiat lux thing. Like God saying, let there be light, and let there be air, and let there be earth, and all that shit.
Okay.
Where a lot of Christian groups will interpret that as, like the Big Bang was God setting things off. And the fact that the solar system... that Earth is like the right distance away and that like it's got a good gravity to and a magnetic field to hold on to the atmosphere and plenty of water for surface water, for life and all that, that like the fact that things came together this way, that, it, you know, it may have been, you know, natural processes that worked over billions of years, but that it was all, you know, it's like God was like a computer programmer. So it's all God's ineffable design, like that he set it up to happen that way. But then like natural law happens.
Okay.
Where young earth creationism is like, God said, let the earth appear, and like reality appeared 6,000 years ago. God scooped up mud, literally molded it into a human being, and went, breathe now, and it became flesh.
So it's like, it's more like, so like, they're like, there is a scientific process, but for the Christians are like, but God was behind it all. He may not have literally like molded someone out of mud, but he was like involved in the process of like things evolving.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, Catholics believe that God created the universe, and that God created Earth, and that God created man, and all of that. But the Catholics believe that he did that via, like, you know, setting up the rules, and then letting the simulation run according to the rules that he had set up. Whereas young Earth creationists are very literal of, God said, let there be light, and there was light. And, like, that's the start of time, and it was 6,000 years ago.
Okay. I like the idea of God set it up like a computer programmer, because then that explains what there's just bugs in the system that he hasn't been able to troubleshoot yet.
He does not have a good QA system. How do I submit a bug ticket?
So is death permabanning? That's when you get kicked off the server.
And when you die a little bit, they just have bad connection.
Yeah,
like, I had a bad connection. I'm back now.
Maybe it's as you encounter like more and more things, like more and more stuff, you become more complicated, and it starts using up too much RAM. So that's why they have to kill you. Like, you got to die so we can get all that storage back. You remember too many things. Maybe that's what forgetting is too. The simulation runs out of RAM. They're like, I don't know, whatever's least recently used, just delete that.
They just transferred your memory from one server to another, and not everything made it. Look, man, there's billions of people now. I have to keep upgrading my servers. You're going to lose some stuff. I don't know where your keys are. Figure it out.
Man, that would explain socks too. Like, socks must not make the server transfer.
Yeah, you both said things.
Yes, we did. Yeah. They were both clever. Sorted out in editing.
I said the keys would probably be the last place you looked.
Yeah. And I said, explain socks. Socks don't get caught in the server transfer. That was fun. Reminiscing from 30 seconds ago. So, Noah, tell us about your adventures.
Huh. Yeah, Noah's been globetrotting like a motherfucker.
I know.
When did I start that trip? Like June 15th, I believe. So me and my friends, Max and Kathy, who Max has been on the show, mm-hmm. We've taken many a trips together. We took a road trip to Canada.
No, are you their third?
I'm the third. I mean, right. Now I'm the fourth. I have a kid. He used to be the third. Now he's around. I'm going to take him out. No, he's a good kid. Although... Okay. Very
wow! I hope Max doesn't listen to this. He's a good kid,
he knows this. The kid is very violent, not in like the sense of like he just punches you in the face, but like all of his interactions, a lot of his interactions are all about aggression, like shooting or throwing something at you. Or I was like, man, like I have not experienced this. Like I'm thinking about like Tim and your kids, Tim. I'm like, they are not the same. I mean, at least when I've been around, they are not the same level of aggression that this kid's on. It was very interesting.
They can be.
I mean, it was like constant with him. Like every day. Yeah. Like just, he would get a gun and he'd want to pew-pew at you. Like, you mess with him and he would kind of like, if you kind of tease him, he'd kind of get like, get like a little tense and kind of come at you. And you're like, whoa, calm down, dude. Calm down. But anyways, yeah. So we took a 2-week road trip to Canada. So we went through Dunsmuir. And then we stay with a friend of Max's, Bryce. They're both into magic, so they do like little card tricks. And then we went to Washington, and then we stayed at Olympic National Park, which was nice. There's a.
Were you like camping, or were you like, were there hotels involved? What's going on here?
Hotels mostly. We camped in Olympic Park.
Got it.
Well, we camped outside of Olympic Park and then drove into the park and saw a shit ton of waterfalls.
Don't go chasing waterfalls.
Nope. Stick to the streams and the rivers that you're used to?
Rivers and lakes, but sure.
Okay. Yeah. There were rivers and lakes. Yeah, camping was nice. I mean, I always like camping. And then we drove up to Washington.
That's Noah's Whiteside talking.
There were not a lot of black people, I would tell you that. Some. I did see some, but not a lot. And so then we were by where you were. Where were you recently, Tim? Port Townsend?
Oh, no. That's where I was in May.
What about after that? Because you went back to Washington.
I'm struggling to think of the city's name. Okay. Why don't you continue with your story and I'll figure it out.
All right. Well, anyways, we drove up and then we went to Port Townsend because was supposedly there's a good place to see whales. We didn't see any whales. They were we were going to try to drive around to Seattle, but somehow Max got turned around and we just ended up taking the ferry, which was nice.
Oh, I like taking the ferry.
I mean, I enjoy it as well.
We always do.
That's lovely. And it was quite windy. Oh, and when we were on the ferry, so we, you know, the ferry's leaving the dock, and there's like a sailboat a little further out, but it's kind of in the way, and it's not really doing anything. And so they kind of honk the horn, the little sailboat moves out of the way. But then it just starts to come right back across in front of the ship, to the point where the ship had to stop and wait for this guy. And it's so funny because we are like maybe 100 feet, 150 feet away from this guy, and his back is to us. And he was just on the phone. I don't know what the fuck he was doing. And he just sails by, and we were just all looking, and the boat was honking his horn, and he just was oblivious. Or maybe he was ignoring us. I don't know. It was so bizarre. It's like, what the hell? Like, you were in a little tiny sailboat. This ship would end you, man. What are you doing?
Yeah, so there are actually rules on the water for, like, navigation of, like, who has the right of way and, like, how you... If you're approaching each other this way or this way, like what you need to do in terms of turning to not hit each other, or like who needs to stop or who needs to turn harder or all that. But then there's also just the rule of physics, which is if you're in the little boat, don't get run over.
Yeah.
Like, don't pull in front of the big boat.
When I'm riding my bike, I'm like, you know what? At the end of the day, it doesn't really matter who had the right of way. I don't want to get hit by a car.
Yeah.
Like, that's really what it boils down to. So, if that car wants to go ahead, you know what? More power to your car. You're an asshole, but at least I'm not run over. So then we spent like three or four days in Seattle just bopping around, checking out the locks, checking out the salmon ladder. My friends went and took their kid to see Rafi. Are any of your kids into Rafi?
Fuck no.
Okay. You know how you avoid that, Noah? You never introduce them to Rafi.
Success.
Well, apparently they did, and the kid loves it. And I also visited with a friend, my friend Abel, who lives in Port Orchard, which is near Bremerton, which is about an hour ferry ride away from Seattle.
He's still feuding with his brother?
No, they're good. Because he didn't have a brother, you idiot.
What's going on right now?
Oh, it's a Bible joke.
It's a Bible joke.
Oh.
Yeah. I just moved on. I just didn't pay much attention. So he moved, my friend Abel moved to Port Orchard a few years back. I sold a house here and was able to buy like a house with like multiple acres of property over there. It was nice. And his mother-in-law or his in-laws live right next door. Like you walk like 2 minutes and you're at their place. Not even 2 minutes, maybe a minute. Yeah, I don't know. Not that far. Seattle's lovely. It's one of the places I have visited where I would go, I could live here. I could see myself living here. Delicious food, cocktails. If you're ever there, there's a restaurant called Stateside that's really good. And then there's a cocktail bar right next door called Four National, also delicious. And then down the street from both of those is a rum bar called Roomba. Rumba has good, delicious tiki drinks. I recommend all those places. Oh, and then we drove to Canada. And we got held up in the border, and it made me mildly nervous. Like, even though I didn't do anything wrong, I was just like, why are you asking all these questions? So, like, we had to park and get out of the car, and they came up and questioned us each individually. I don't know if this was a trigger, but, like, my friend was like, you know, they're like, have you ever been arrested? And he's like, yeah, because he got a wet and reckless when he was younger, which is, it's like a DUI, but I think a little downgraded. And so they're like,
wet right. and reckless.
Wet and reckless, yeah. Exactly.
I gave your mama one of those. What?
No, you did not give my mom anything.
Oh, yeah.
Nope.
Wet.
Nope.
And you did. Reckless.
Mm-mm. Didn't happen to him.
That sounds like a way better soap opera, though.
Wet
and the reckless.
Side tangent. There's a website that will tell you how long it will take to watch a TV series.
Okay.
And the top one of, like, I think over a year it would take to watch, maybe multiple years, is like a soap opera that's been on since who knows how long.
Yeah.
How are you going to find all the back episodes?
You can't. It's not like you. Here's where to find them. It's just like here's how long it would take you to binge this.
I see.
But I'm just like, wow. Soap operas are still going. Like some. I'm like, that's amazing.
Can you imagine being the person who has to try and keep that continuity straight?
I mean, I'm sure they don't.
Like, oh, wait. We said this person owns the fucking, I don't know, pool hall. But then in this episode, we said that pool hall was torn down. But in this episode, it was back again.
I mean, the plot lines are so ridiculous. I think they just, like, they just write some one little line that fixes everything. If they even do that much. I mean, I don't know. I can't say for sure. I'm sure somebody can tell you.
I wonder if someone like who's been sticking with it, like, this is bullshit.
I put 10 years of my life into this show.
The Remington like 20 years. Family didn't even move to this area until the 70s. Why would they have gone to high school together? Fucking bullshit. Disney's ruining everything.
It'd be funny if someone's just fact-checking every episode. Every week they just like write in a letter like, here's the things you got wrong this week. Oh man.
General nerddom needs to learn from soap opera fans. Like, look, man, just watch it. Don't fucking worry about whether or not Captain Picard's room number was off by one letter, one episode. Just fucking watch the show and calm down.
I mean, certain stuff I can understand, but yeah, like, is that something seriously people got mad about?
Oh, the room number? No, yeah. I don't know. I'm just making that up. Okay. But
I mean,
yes,
it seems like someone could be like, yeah.
And people do tend to do that.
255, Captain Picard's room number.
I mean, yes,
wrong.
Yes. People have pointed out that in Star Trek First Contact, Captain Picard says the ship has 24 decks. And then in Insurrection, they send him down to they send somebody down to deck 29, and then he drops somebody into a long shaft that clearly goes down many more decks past deck the deck that's already below the last deck supposedly on the ship. Which leads me to believe that the Enterprise is secretly a TARDIS.
I mean, it would make a lot of sense with all the time traveling it's done.
Anyway, sorry. So, by the way, I was in Bellingham.
Yes, I
Washington.
I think I was near there as well. I think it was a little south of where I was.
I'm actually not. I can't remember. It's a three-letter, like, it's a really, like, short word, but, like, I couldn't find it on the map, and nothing I have says the name of the city, because it's not where I traveled. It's, you know, not where I flew to, not where I rent the car. So I have nothing that physically tells me where I was that I just don't remember.
Oh, where did you go, Tim? Where did you go? Are you on the land? What are you up to? I'm very suspicious.
Fucking. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, fucking what? Say it.
For the house we were staying at, lovely people. I'm not saying anything against the people, but their internet sucks. Like, I was just on, like they had Verizon mobile internet. Because, like the houses are so few and far between in this area that there's no point in, like, laying, like, landlines or whatever. Or whatever. However people get internet. I don't understand how it works, but, like, it works great. Well, it works better here than there. So that, like, they had, like, this little box that the internet would beam down to, I guess, and then you know, like a Verizon, basically like a Verizon cell phone. Yeah, problem is Verizon reception is really shitty in that area. So like even from our wife's phone, she couldn't make like phone calls and such. So I'm like, well, I guess I'm just using data the whole time I'm here.
Yeah, that's fun.
Which is great when I had brought my work computer because I had some shit to do to take care of while I was out of the office. And I was like, well, apparently that shit is all getting taken care of Sunday when I get home. And that's the end of that story. But I have more stories from Washington later.
All right.
That's a little tease for what's coming up on the back half of this hour. You're listening to Tancast on the Light FM.
So then we drove. Oh, we got delayed at the border, drove to Canada, went to Banff. Well, first we went to Radium Springs.
That sounds like a nuclear fallout center that like they've it's tried to upscale or what do you call it, upcycle to make it like to get tourists back. It's Radium Springs.
Apparently there is radium there. Supposedly it doesn't affect people because it's such a low level, but there's radium coming from somewhere.
Like, that's what they tell people. Meanwhile, now your sperm is bright green.
I mean, my sperm isn't bright green yet, if you know what I'm saying. I don't know.
No, I don't know what you're saying.
I mean, I don't know what I'm saying either, but you know, you didn't hang checked around my sperm, and that's good.
Who said the joke of we got bad news and worse news? The bad news is your sperm count is one. The worst news is it's huge and it wants out now.
I don't know, but I do remember that joke.
I don't remember either. Google it. So we went to Radium Hot Springs and we drove to Banff, which is a national park in Canada. Oh, and if you ever go to Canada and you get a cocktail, more for Andy, it's going to say the cocktail's 1 ounce, or it will seem that it says 1 ounce. What they're actually telling you is the amount of alcohol that's in it. And they confuse the shit out of me. I'm like, that cocktail's 1 fucking ounce and it's $10? I mean, this is worse than San Francisco. And there's a thing called an imperial pint, which is much bigger than our pint. I like it. Banff was lovely. We checked out some caves. We checked out some waterfalls. We saw one bear. Actually,
a couple twinks and a minivan.
I saw one bear. My friend Kathy saw two bears. So we were going to do this hike in the evening, which is when the animals... Well, it wasn't evening, but it was getting towards dusk, which is when the animals usually come out. We were walking along this path, but it was only us. And all of a sudden, like, Kathy's a little behind us, and she's like, I just saw a bear. I'm like, what? She's like, I just saw a bear. Ran across the path. I'm like, I think it's time to call this hike.
Like, depends on what type of bear.
Nope. I mean, I know there are bears all over the place, but when you know there's a bear near you, like, I'm like, I'm not gonna feel comfortable continuing this hike.
It can be a good time to get somewhere else.
I mean, granted, he probably, like, you know, was not gonna hunt us, you know, most likely, but I was like, yeah, I don't want to take that chance. I'm hungry. Let's go eat.
Yeah, we're all aware of how Grizzly Man ends. And it's grizzly, pardon the pun.
I mean, I did not try to hug those bears like he did, though. I mean, he didn't try to literally hug them, but he was a little too friendly with those bears.
Yep.
When we saw this bear, we were in a car, and it was about maybe between 50 and 100 feet away. There are people who were standing by the side of the road out of the cars taking pictures, and we're like, you are not supposed to get that fucking close to the bear. Granted, there was like a little dip. So it was like road, then like little stream area maybe, and then it went back up. So it's not like the bear could just like run straight at him. But I'm like, still, bears are fucking fast. Like, I don't know what the fuck you guys are doing. I'm going to stay in this fucking car. Banff has beautiful blue lakes because of like glaciers that melt, get rock flour in the water, and then it goes into the lake, and then it refracts from the light and just has this crazy blue color. It was amazing. I was like, that is a beautiful blue lake. Did I send you guys pictures? I don't think I sent you guys pictures.
I wouldn't remember if you did, so it's fine.
All right. You're a jerk.
No. I thought that was funny.
Yeah. All right, I'm sending you a picture now. Jerk face. Remember it, Tim. Yeah, I mean, we just hiked around in Banff. We hiked to a tea house, which was lovely. You hike 2 miles up into the hills to have tea in this little cabin. And they have to, like, hike everything up there. The people live there up in the mountains a few days on. And there's a story. The lady who opened it, her daughter, would hike the 2 miles, you know, 2 miles one way, up and down every day to get to the school bus to go to school. I was like, fuck, that's hardcore. It was not, like, an easy hike. Like, it wasn't, like, the hardest hike ever, but it was, like, definitely going up. It's, you know, it's strenuous. Anything else about Banff? Nope, had a lovely time. Flew back from Calgary. Flight got delayed. And then I went to Alaska. And Alaska has a shit ton of bald eagles. Fucking everywhere. Did you see them, Andy?
I saw a couple of bald eagles, yeah.
I've seen the most bald eagles I've ever seen in my life. I would say at least saw maybe 50.
Yeah, I mean, okay. So granted, I definitely saw the most that I've ever seen in my life. But I also have not spent a lot of time, like, you know, camping or hiking in the Pacific Northwest, and they get more and more rare sort of the more south you go. And I've spent the last 13, I think, years in Atlanta, where they are apparently very fucking rare. And also the first 14, I think, almost 15 years of my life in San Diego, where they are similarly very fucking rare. Like, yeah, I saw them at the zoo, and that was it.
I mean, I didn't see that many just mainly because of where I live, but, like, mm-hmm. On the way from the airport, just chilling on a light post, bald eagle.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So, I saw some like that. But it wasn't just like...
That's amazing.
It wasn't like I look up into a tree and there's, like, you know, four bald eagles in that tree. Or, like, you know, I'm just standing around. It's like, oh, there's a bald eagle on that post. And there's another one over there on that sign. And there's another one over there on that fence. And there's another one over there in that tree. And it was more like, while I was there, I would look around and be like, oh, there's a bald eagle over there. And then a couple hours later, another one's there, right? Yes.
So we were, like, going around a lot more. So, like, we were driving on the road, and you look over on the trees, and you're like, oh, there's a bald eagle, there's a bald eagle, there's a bald eagle, there's a bald eagle, there's a bald eagle.
Yeah. You definitely, I think you probably saw more. Well, okay, so we did a pretty long, like, train ride in a city called Skagway that, like, goes from the coast all the way up into Canada and then back down. But it's like the path that it's on is like super sheer. So like, even though I went through quite a bit of Alaska over the course of a day, I don't think I ever got that same view of like, I'm just on a road and like, there's a bald eagle, there's a bald eagle, there's a bald eagle.
You see, you took a hike?
No, train.
Train. Oh, okay.
Yeah. But it was like, there's like a cliff on one side and like open air on the other side for a lot of that train ride. So it's not like, there were eye-level trees where I could be like, ooh, bald eagle.
Ooh, bald eagle.
It was like, well, if I look this way, it's rocks. And if I look that way, it's death. Gaping maw of death.
I do not like being near cliffs in anything.
No. You know me and edges.
We hiked to a glacier, and I licked it. I don't know if you've ever seen a glacier up close.
Similarly.
Oh, so we did see a glacier in Canada, but we could not get very close to it. Like, you could take like a, you could pay like $100 or $50 and take like a little bus with like huge tires onto the glacier and walk on it. But we didn't end up doing that in Canada. But in Alaska, you can hike up to a glacier and it's just fucking amazing. Like, you're like, that is a blue glacier.
Yeah, it's weird how ice turns when it's been smushed for a long time.
Yeah. And yeah, I licked it. It's so funny, my cousin, like, so there's multiple parts of the glacier. It was a big glacier. And so there's like a really dirty part, I guess, where like all the rock sediment kind of gets on it. So he was like rubbing this one spot for a while. I'm like, what are you doing? It's like, I want to lick it. I'm like, all right. So he just rubbed it, like, I guess, you know, getting rid of the dirt. And then you walk a little ways up and it's like, oh, here's a much cleaner part of the glacier that seems much safer for licking. And then we took a boat ride to another glacier where all these seals go to give birth. And so, like, there's just all these little icebergs. Is it an iceberg, no matter how big it is? Like, what makes it an iceberg? Like, I mean, I know what makes an iceberg. But, like, how big does it have to be? Is the ice cube floating in water an iceberg? Probably not, right?
I mean, I would assume that, like, bergs probably have, like, size differentiators where, like, at a certain point, it's now just sea ice. So like just one little chunk floating around. But I don't know like where that break point is between berg and sea ice.
Well, I'm going to say icebergs. There's all these seals just floating on icebergs. Mm-hmm. It was weird. And then we heard some...
Maybe it's the origin? Maybe sea ice is ice that where like the ocean water freezes, and icebergs are glaciers that have fallen off. Yeah.
What's the word when it falls off, Andy? Do you know?
Calving.
Yes. We heard some calving, but we did not see any calving.
Yeah, like a cow giving birth. Not like I can't pronounce caving.
And we saw a pod of whales.
Nice.
Humpback whales, which is amazing. We were right in the middle of them. Like, we were in the boat, and, like, you would see, like, a little spout and little backs coming up. And then, you turn around, and there'd be, like, another little group of them. And then they do whatever it is, that thing they do where they do the whale tail. They, like, kind of hunch up and go down. Yeah, it was beautiful. We didn't see any jump out. We didn't see their heads. We just saw their tails and their backs. But it was beautiful. I've never seen whales like that before, and I was very pleased. And I went to a wedding. My cousin's wedding. It was beautiful. Yeah, that's more or less my trip.
Did you hit on any bridesmaids while you were there? Like, hey, what's going on? I'm Noah.
I did not, but there were some attractive ones.
What are you waiting for, man?
Hey, want to come back to my place where all my family is? I mean, fuck.
Yeah. Oh.
And I sent you guys a text about... my sibling being ungrateful. I don't know if I ever told you, my sibling's vegan, and no one else in the family is. My aunt, she doesn't eat like red meat, just chicken and fish. But so they're kind of on their own in some senses. We bought like general stuff, and we tried to like make it so like if we bought butter, we bought Country Crock, which has no dairy in it, and make sure the bread was like vegan. So we tried to be, somewhat accommodating, but also they had to get some of their own food. So the first, one of the first evenings there, they bought some vegan Parmesan cheese, and we were eating pasta, and they gave some to one person, my cousin, and then some other people were like, oh, what, there's cheese, and they did not want to share. Granted, they did not pay for their flight there; they're not paying for their room there. They paid for some of their food, and they would not share their vegan cheese. I'm like, all right, well, whatever. So, and throughout the trip, they've done they would eat something in a dish and just put it in the sink and not clean it. And everyone had been cleaning up after themselves. I got up one day and they left popcorn just sitting on the couch, like a bag of empty popcorn. I'm like, you couldn't just throw that away? So last day we're there, we're getting ready. We're trying to clean out the food because we have too much food and someone made some food. And then they finished Nia's vegan cheese, which admittedly they should ask. They didn't know. They were just like, oh, we're just trying to finish food. They had a meltdown. They started freaking out. I'm like, and I was like, I got so, I'm like, you are so fucking ungrateful. I got so annoyed. Like we had spent all this money on a trip on them so they could be there. And they were freaking out about this cheese. Now, from their perspective, I don't have a lot of money, which also is they have I know they have savings and they just got a new tattoo. They have a Switch. I'm like, you have fucking money. You just spend it on shit that, frivolous shit, which is fine. That's what people do with money. But it was just I got so upset. Would you guys I know how you feel.
Wait, what? What was that last thing he said?
Oh, when you guys were saying, I know how you feel
mm-hmm.
with your kids. I'm like, yeah, I guess it is kind of the same thing of you probably, I'm sure you feel that way. I do all this shit for you. And really, this is what you give me?
Mm-hmm.
But then again, my kids are 8 and 4, so
yes,
there's
yeah.
that.
Yeah, that is fair. I mean, they definitely have some, there's some immaturity going on. There's other things as well that I would say partially explain that, but I'm like, where's the line between all right, we'll cut you some slack, but also you need to be a fucking adult and if we asked you to share some vegan cheese and we just spent over $1,000 so you could be here, maybe, let people have a little bit of your vegan cheese.
Whew, just plays up into that stereotype of the entitled vegan, that's what people think vegans are.
I mean, to some respect, I kind of, I'm like, I mean, I think we try to be accommodating, but I think they would like it if we were more accommodating. But also, I feel like, I mean, it sucks, but you're kind of odd man out. You're kind of making this choice of, like, I want to be vegan, which is admirable. But also, like, it's going to make things harder for you sometimes. Like, you're going to have to buy your own food, right? And, like, you know, that's fine. Like, we didn't ask to share their food. Like, most of the time, like, one time we wanted the vegan cheese. So it's like, eh. I'm like, but yeah, so we had a big blow up about that. I mean, we sorted it out, but it was just like, I was like, oh, Jesus Christ.
Did you actually blow up at them?
I don't want to blow up. I mean, I probably raised my voice because I was annoyed. And then
okay,
they,
so you, like, you didn't just, like, you didn't let it stand. You were like, no.
No, no, no. I did not understand. I was like, no. Like, we've, like, spent all this money so you could be here. Like, when the first time it happened, I let it stand. But it was still eating at me. I was like, I can't believe, like, they wouldn't share their fucking vegan cheese. And then when that happened, I was like, really? Really? Like, we spent all this money for you to be here. And you're not going to share your cheese. Like, and like, well, I can't eat certain things. I'm like, it's cheese. Like, we can get more cheese. Like,
no, that was it. That was the last cheese in the world. That was the last vegan cheese in the world. Where were you, Oregon?
We were. They had a health food store. They had vegan cheese. So
that's what I meant. Where were you?
Oh, Alaska.
Oh. All right. Well, that seems like it might be harder. But you said they had it, so like it was at a store.
Well, also it was our last day, so we were going home. So it wasn't like we're like, oh, like we're gonna have all these meals where you can be like sprinkling vegan cheese all over the place.
Yeah. So I don't know if you guys hear that that rumbling kind of in the distance, but that's the sound of the bus I'm about to throw my wife under. So my wife, I don't know, like, what exactly
my wife.
About, yes,
sorry,
what
about it's been a long
her
time.
Upbringing led to this, but she's got weird food issues. So it's not like stuff in the refrigerator, you know, it's not like we're roommates or whatever, and there's stuff in the refrigerator that's like labeled hers and labeled mine and labeled Drew's, but like, if she,
that'd be hilarious.
Yeah, if she buys a snack and she buys it with the intention of having it, and then like it just sits there for a long time and I eat it. Like, she'll get butthurt about that. She'll be like, but that was mine. I'm like, it's been here for 2 weeks. I wanted a snack.
Do you feel like it would be different if you weren't married to each other? Because I feel the same way. Like, I kind of feel like if I buy something for myself, it doesn't matter how long it's been there. Like, it should be there. I don't mean, like, someone can't have it, but, like, they should not finish it. I feel like that's rude.
Well, no, here's the thing is, like, it's not like she shops for herself. When I buy groceries for the family. When
right,
she
right.
buys groceries, she buys groceries for the family, but also apparently things unmarked that she intends to
and
be for her.
And does not tell you.
Yes.
Yes. That's
and,
fair.
And she's aware of this. In fairness to her, she is aware that she has weird food issues with this. But, like, it happened again yesterday. So, like, 2 days ago, she had leftovers from we'd gone out for Japanese. And she just had some leftover.
Happened.
2 days ago, she had told Drew, hey, if you want this, you can have it, or I can split it with you. There's kind of a lot of it. And then we wound up having some other leftovers for dinner, so it was still sitting in there. Drew, yesterday, for lunch, was hungry. She was laying down, like she wasn't feeling well. So he said, oh, hey, I'm going to have this Japanese. I was like, cool, go for it. So he did. He didn't eat the whole thing, but like, you know, he's a kid. He doesn't know. He didn't do a good job of, like, well, I'm only going to eat some, and I'm going to leave some for mommy, and, like, actually leaving more than just, like, 3/4 of a cup of rice. And, like, taking all the meat and veggies. Like he did screw up on the, well, there's still some left aspect of it. So she was right of the, like, don't leave, you know, like, don't leave a swallow of milk and tell me there's milk in the fridge. Like, just finish the milk. Let me know there's not milk. Don't get my hopes up. Don't tell me, oh, well, there's Japanese if you want it, and it's, like, a little bit of rice. Like, she wasn't wrong on that. But she did, like, she kind of started to go after him about the, like, that was mine, and you just ate it. And he was like, you told me I could eat it. She's like, no, I told you could split it with me. I'm like, no, you told me he could split it with you if... I'm like, and in fairness also, like, he didn't have as much as you thought he is having. When he was trying to spoon some out, he accidentally knocked the container over and, like, a bunch fell on the floor.
So he wasted it.
So, yeah, see, it's not great, but it was also, like, it wasn't, like, conniving of, like, well, this is as much
kids
as I'm going to leave.
Kids fucking love to waste food.
Oh, fucking.
They love to just not give a shit and throw it everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, kids are just constantly opening, like, a Pepsi and then drinking half of it and then leaving it in their room while they're editing videos, and it just sits there and gets, like, jello-y and has
stuff
grow.
No. That's my Pepsi. I'm talking about, it'd be like if there was a pizza in the fridge. Hey, I'm in the middle of this now. You've rubbed this lamp. The genie is coming out. That'd be like if, you know, there was a pizza on the table and I just went and grabbed it and, like, knocked 17 slices on the floor and be like, oh, oops, and just took my slice and left. Like, yay, shithead! That was everybody's pizza! Why don't you pay attention to what you're doing?
When I volunteer, the kids will eat, like, half of something and just throw the rest away. Like, they will get an apple. Take two bites of it, throw away. Or they'll get a bottle of water. Every time, I don't know why they give them fucking bottles of water to begin with. But they will, I find half-drunk bottles of water everywhere. Just like, they get one, drink half of it, then they get another one. Sometimes just pour it on the ground. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, why are you just wasting water?
It's not funny because I like that it's happening. Just pour it on the ground. It's funny to me.
It's like, they're just like squirting at each other. I'm like, just drink the fucking water. Like, don't play with the fucking water. Fucking right. Ridiculous. They'll eat like half a sandwich and just throw it away. Like, why did you grab it if you didn't want it? Like, you know what a banana tastes like. Like, all of a sudden you're like, oh, I don't like bananas. After you take a bite of it, eat the fucking banana. Oh, kids. So, yes. I still feel it. I mean, and then I had a talk with my sibling afterwards about the whole blow up. And, you know, I see some of the points, but still, I kind of think, I wouldn't say they're wrong, but, like, I think we are coming from two different perspectives of, like, you are not being grateful enough. Like, they're not doing what is expected of them, and I don't think what is expected of them is that much. Like, we're not expecting everything to be even, like, oh, you need to contribute financially, and this much. It's just, like, there's a basic level of, like, you should be doing this, and you don't seem to be doing that. And I think they're coming from a different perspective of, like, well, you know, I don't have a lot of money, and, like, I have special food things, and, like, I'm like, So, yeah. So it's at the end of the trip. Mildly awkward. But we patched up. But yeah, they were having a meltdown for like an hour, and then we were just letting them do their thing while we like picked up.
An hour. Fuck.
Yeah. Yeah, I was like just wailing. I'm like, ugh, wow. So eventually, I was like, all right, let me go talk to them because we need to get out of here.
This is why I don't hang out with non-gendered vegans. That's my policy.
Has your child ever had a meltdown for an hour? You probably wouldn't like go on that long, would you?
Oh, no.
Yeah, no.
No.
With my kid, that's the other thing. So, like, Drew talks back to Caitlin constantly. Fucking constantly. I was trying to poop in peace last night, and I hear her scream at him from the other side of the house to go to bed. Because she had been telling him, apparently, for 15 minutes to go to bed, and he just kept ignoring her and doing whatever the fuck he wanted, as he is often wont to do. So, I texted her from the bathroom. I'm like, tell him I'm wiping and tell him that if he's not in bed by the time I am done, I'm going to redden his backside. But there's a difference between an entitled adult being a little shit and an entitled kid being a little shit. Because as a parent, you can shut that shit down real fast. It can be like, fine, no more video games forever.
Exactly. You don't really get to do that with your sibling.
Yeah, we got to talk it out.
Well, fine then.
Yeah.
I guess you don't get TV time tomorrow. What the fuck are you talking about, Noah? That's right. You want to go for 2 days in a row?
I also have this, and it's not just with them, I have this mild pet peeve of like when people ask me to do little things that they can do themselves. Like my roommate all the time, he'll be laying in his bed. I'll walk by his door. He's like, oh, can you do me a favor? Can you close my door? I'm like, what the fuck? Why don't you get out of the bed and close your own fucking door. Like, I would never think to ask somebody to close my door just because they're walking by my room.
And so you're standing there. You're right by the door. You can just grab it. He has to get up and do it.
He's also, I think he's waiting for me to walk by the door. But, like, my sibling will do things like, we were at a restaurant and they were sitting down on the curb and I walk out and they hold out their hand for me and pull them up. I'm like, really? Like, you can't stand up? Like, you got legs. And I don't know why, it just bugs me. I'm not here to pull you up. Like, stand up. Like, I'm like, well, it's just nice. I'm like, I paid for you to get here. That's nice. I didn't say that, but it was just like, I think my version of like nice is like, yeah, like maybe some little less stuff I do for you, but I'm more worried about the bigger stuff. Like, lift you up off the ground, you can have that shit on your own.
That doesn't bother me.
Yeah,
I'm like, hey, can you help me up? Sure.
I mean, I think it's the expectation of like they're putting you in this position of like. Like either you do this, you're a nice person, or you don't do this, you seem like a jerk. I don't like the force, like do this for me.
Yeah,
like, well, that's when you help them up and then trip them. Like, there, I'm a nice guy and a jerk.
It's kind of like when they have like a attendants in bathrooms, and they like do shit for you. I'm just like, now I'm in a weird position. Like, I didn't want you to do that for me.
Yeah, I always feel weird about that. Like, not only did I not want you to do that for me, I didn't want you here in the first place. I wanted to, like, my ultimate bathroom experience is not somebody sitting in there and handing me a paper towel I was capable of grabbing and, you know, keeping like the mouthwash or whatever stuff that I'm not going to use well stocked. My ultimate bathroom experience is I walk into a room and there's no one else there. Like, I have a door that's a nice, thick door, and it closes securely, and, like, sound and smells don't get out. And I do whatever I need to do in there without being aware of the presence of humanity, full stop. Like, can I tip you to have you leave? Just, like, fuck off. Just while I'm in there. Maybe that's what I ought to do. Maybe I ought to walk into bath. Like, if I walk into a bathroom at a fancy place, there's going to be a bathroom attendant in there. Maybe I just need to have a five in my pocket and be like, hey, can you go, like, take a smoke break or something? I don't care if you don't smoke. Take it up. Here's another five.
That's why it makes it sound like you're about to do something super nefarious in there. Like,
it does.
Shit's about to go down. Yeah. Here's a five. Make yourself scarce.
I'm about to murder somebody. Why don't you
exactly
go buy yourself something nice, small.
I'm about to earn my 00 status. Why don't you get out of here so you don't get in the splash fire?
Yeah. No. I mean, yeah. There's definitely going to be crossfire, but.
So yeah, I think that's my thing of just like, oh, now you put me in this position that I didn't want to be in. But I will totally, I'm not mind offering. Like, if I see someone struggling and they need help, I'm like, yeah, let me help you out.
Yeah.
I was at the grocery store and there was a woman in one of those hover around chairs. And she was reaching up for some cereal on the top shelf. And like, I was walking by the aisle and I saw she was reaching for it. I'm like, does she need my help? And then I'm like, is it ableist of me to be like, do you want me to get that for you? Like, no, fucker. I live my whole life every day and I do things. I don't need you to come over here and fucking white knight my fucking box of toasted O's. I'm like, or am I a dick? Like, seems like she's having trouble. No, not my problem. Bye.
Goodbye.
I'm like, I don't know which way to play this. And so I circled back and then she already had it. I'm like, I did it. I successfully did nothing. Hooray for me.
I'll always ask.
I ignored the problem until it went away, as all problems should.
So real quick, let me do a rundown of shit that happened to me.
Yeah. Yep.
I went to...
Sorry. Just remember that phrasing you chose, and we'll come back to it.
Shit that happened to me?
Yes.
Why?
No. You go.
I don't want this looming over me, so what is it?
You make me sad. All right. So...
You make me irritated.
So in the middle of our many, many weeks, I discovered my wife was taking a shower, and all of a sudden, I felt water on my balls while I was taking a poop in the bathroom downstairs from her. And that's not great that happened. So I check, and the toilet is filling up as she's showering. So I, you know, hastily washed my balls off, like yelled at Drew to tell her to turn the shower off. She turns the shower off, the water in the toilet starts to go back down. She's upstairs soaping her hair, and she's like, okay, I'm turning the shower back on. I'm like, no, don't. She's like, I got no choice. She turns the shower back on. The water starts coming up again. I'm like, turn it off. So back and forth, very stressful. I try plunging the toilet. I try doing everything. It's a literal shit show because, like, it's causing stuff to splash out. It's awful. get the water, like, we wait for a while, get the water to go back down. She manages to finish showering quickly, but the water is, like, started to come back up. It's, like, it's very clear that the poo is going down, but then it's filling back up from the shower in the bathroom above. Try to snake the drain. Try to get Drano down the drain from numerous directions. Use a 25-foot power snake from the upstairs bathroom to try to figure out where this clog is. We try everything, and it's, like, water is just, like, not flowing on one side of my house. And if we run any water for too long in, like, the morning, it backflows. So while we're trying to figure out what to do, and we're trying to figure out how to treat it, and we're trying to figure out, yeah, like, are we going to spend the hundreds of dollars to have a plumber come out and actually take a look at this thing, or is it something that we can handle ourselves? We started to make use of the fact that my in-law's house is nearby and empty. So we literally would go over there, like, in, like, during the day or in the evening for about a day and a half, just to hang out. And so when people needed to poop, they had a place to poop. So our bathrooms became pee only. It was shower and poop over at the in-laws' house until we were able to get we decided quickly we needed the plumber. Got the plumber out. He determined that there's like a pipe mismatch. So, like, I live on a hill and the hill has slid slowly over the decades.
Oh my Lord, Andy.
Yeah.
The plumber fixed it.
No.
The plumber didn't fix it.
No. So he cleared the clog. We can poop in my house again after all of that shit, literally.
Can you shower?
We can shit. We can shower.
Can you shave?
The pipe mismatch is going to need to be fixed eventually because, like, if we put too much stuff down, like, Drew had flushed a bunch of paper towels, not knowing any better because he'd, like, killed a roach and just tossed it in the toilet with the paper towels. So that was like that was the nucleus of this dam that he removed. But he said it's very likely that other things will get caught at this pipe mismatch, and the only fix is going to be to dig up my front yard and, like, realign or replace this particular pipe, which is going to be $4,000. So
nah, you can do that yourself. Bang it out in a weekend.
No.
Just no. Do the digging yourself, get to the pipe, like, there's the pipe, just switch it out.
So
then leave it there, I'll put the dirt back.
Here's why it's going to be $4,000. There's a tree over it.
Oh, you just hit that tree with your car.
Oh, yeah, no.
Why do I have to do everything for you?
Yeah, Eddie, why does he have to do everything for you?
Tim, the tree's 20 feet tall, and it's bigger around than I am, so you know that's a girthy tree.
I didn't say it was a one and done. You'll have to repeatedly use your car. Come on, Andy, think.
Tim, I'm going to need multiple cars. I don't own that many cars.
Well, maybe you should
steal
get more
cars.
I think someone's stealing one right now.
All right. So
yeah, that's the shit I went through. Sorry.
Fantastic. Certainly a story that couldn't be saved till next week.
You know what's fucked up? It's like you made him tell that story.
Yeah, no. Yeah, you made me tell that story,
no.
And then you
wait,
got.
Wait. I didn't make you interrupt me to say, like, oh, I've got this thing I'm going to tell later. Nah, I didn't do that part.
He didn't do that part.
And we're not going to be recording next week, so you couldn't have saved it for next week.
No.
We're not going to be recording next week?
No, I'm in fucking New York for a wedding. Oh, well, then two things.
You're both doing things? Well, I'm going to record my own.
You're not the only one who can do things, Noah. We can do things, too.
I'm going to record my own episode, then.
Oh, that would be awesome.
You just talk shit about you guys.
Oh, I would still be awesome. You send me the file, I'll upload it. Anyway, so I went to Washington State to visit. Well, really, my wife went to Washington State to visit her friends, and I went with her. Because she went to school up there, so met some of her friends. Like, she had several friends, and none of them lived near each other. So, like, we had to go, like, south of Seattle for one friend, and then way north of Seattle before we were staying with the place without the internet. And then we came back down to Seattle to meet another friend for, like, an hour. I was like, this was not worth it. Well, not worth it. That's not true. I enjoyed seeing the person, and her kids got along with our kids, and that was all really great. But, like, this was unfulfilling. How about that? Like, it was nice, but, like, it was really could have used either some more of it or it not have been this long a drive. Because, like, the travel time was longer than the time we spent together. And then one of her when we were staying with the people with the crappy internet, their parents lived like right up the road, like walking up this like, I guess it was paved, but like it was like this abandoned country road, not abandoned. I'm not using the words right, but just like this, like long block of just wilderness and street until we finally got to their house, and then like that it's one of those like gateways where you have to walk past like all this. Like trees and shit just to get to their house. Like, it's not like a yard with grass and then the house is there. It's like you have to walk through all this acreage just to get to the house. And then they had like a little garage is the wrong word, more like low-key hangar. I'm like, okay. I'm pretty sure the spruce goose could get in here. And they had two, like they had a trailer that like you hit, like a trailer hitch to like for a car, but like it was pretty sizable. And then a whole separate like motorhome there. I'm like, is that a rock and roll tour van bus? Like, because. And then we got inside, and then the thing, like, they press a button, and the thing expands out on both sides. I'm like, this might be bigger than my house inside. It certainly has more bathrooms. I was like, this more has more bathrooms than the house I live in. No?
Damn.
You didn't care about them? I was like, this looks like a Vegas hotel room.
Hey, Tim, for a little while, it had more bathrooms than the house I live in, too.
So all that was so they took us on a boat trip, like they have their own boat, and so we boated out to one of these one of the islands that are in the canal. I can't remember what that body of water is called that Noah took a ferry across to get from Port Townsend to Seattle.
I don't know what it's called either, but I know what you're talking about.
The Hood Canal? I don't think it's the Hood Canal. Whatever. Fucking water in Seattle. No, water in Washington. There's islands there. We went to one of them. And that's when I discovered skipping stones is not like riding a bike. I'm like, boys, watch this. Like, I have a perfect flat stone. I'm like, watch this. Because I used to be able to skip stones like a madman. And I'm like, watch this. Boom, just straight. And I'm like, what? So then I spent almost the entire rest of the time on the beach building my skills back up till the point where I had this huge rock. And I was like, skip, 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 skip. I'm like, yeah, I'm back, baby. And now that I'm around a place with no water, I am very unhappy about it. I'm like, I want to skip some stones.
Yeah. Take me to the pool. Get all the kids out. I got to skip stones.
And then last weekend, my brother-in-law, sister-in-law, and their seven kids came to visit.
Oh, yes. I remember they had a lot of kids.
Nine kids in this house. Yeah.
I mean, it's not all from that, Andy.
It could just be completely unrelated.
Well, maybe. I was saying that the kids are not all biological.
That is true. Yeah. I mean, yes, they are all biological children. None of them are robots.
Yeah, okay. A couple of them are minerals.
Tim, did you watch that rock skit about the robots? The boys are back in town.
Yes, I did. That was very amusing.
That was so messed up. Like, how do you even make that? Well, you take a regular robot, and then you molest them, and hope they continue the cycle. Like, oh my god, it's so fucked up.
Oh man, so Caitlin and I were watching that SNL with Drew because The Rock is always so fucking funny when he's on SNL, and then that starts. He says the thing, and we're just like, nope. Luckily, Drew's usually just off in little Drew land. Like, he doesn't really pay a lot of attention, even when it's like, hey, buddy, like you should watch this. Like, this is gonna be like this is a super cool movie. Like, you should watch. Like, halfway through the movie, he'll just get up and wander away and go do something. Like, you don't fucking focus ever. Ever. Yeah, so luckily, I don't think he actually heard it. And yeah, we nixed it. Sent him to bed later and went back and watched it. And, oh man, yeah, laughed ourselves silly. Tim, definitely put a link in the show notes.
No.
No, yes, Tim, do it.
I like when, like, she's like, I know what evil is. Like, he's like, no, I don't think you do. You. that just went away. I didn't expect it. A Rock's kind of nerdy guy cracked me up. I'll do, and this will be a quick movie review.
Do it.
I saw a bunch of movies. Let me do. Okay. So I'm a bitch. Here we go. I saw I Am Mother. Good movie. I liked it. Sci-fi. Anna. Okay. Toy Story 4. Good.
Spider-Man Far From Home started off kind of slow, but then got really good.
Mm-hmm.
Midsummer.
I enjoyed all of Spider-Man Far From Home. Thank you.
Fair enough. At the beginning, I was just like, where is this going? Where is this leading to? Like,
exactly.
Like, what's the point of all this?
It's a mystery. It's an onion. It's got to peel away these layers.
Midsummer, which was not a movie for me. A lot of people liked it. I didn't care for it. It wasn't terrible, but it was just like, eh. I could have been fine without seeing it. And then Crawl, fun movie. I enjoyed that one.
Did either of you know... Andy, you've seen Spider-Man, yes?
Yes.
Okay, did you see that? Did you know that ending was coming?
No. I had no idea that ending was coming.
Wait, like the end credits ending?
The mid-credit scene.
Yeah.
Oh!
The reveal.
Got it. No.
No, not the post-credit scene.
Oh, was that the big reveal?
Yeah.
Let's just say spoiler.
Okay.
Okay.
No, God! No, God, please, no! 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 No!
Are we talking about the fact that he got revealed that he's Peter Parker?
Yes. Well, specifically, who did it?
Okay.
Oh,
no.
Yeah, no, I had no idea that... So, both the scenes, same answer, no idea that it was coming. But yes.
Because I guess some people knew, like, because I guess he'd showed up to the premiere, and people were like, oh, I wonder if he's going to be in it. Like, I had no idea about that.
Huh. Yeah, no, I had no idea either.
Wait, now I'm confused.
And I was like, and Danelle hasn't seen it yet, and it is so hard not to spoil that for her, because farmers commercials keep coming on TV.
Oh, that reveal.
Yeah.
For some reason, yes. Like, when you say, like, I'm like.
I guess it's not a reveal, just like, yeah, but like.
Well, Mysterio is the one that revealed who he is, but the fact that you.
Well.
Right. Yeah. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? I'm like, oh, yes, okay.
That's it. I was super excited about that.
The part where he's like, I fucked up, and like, he was like, hanging out with Happy on the plane. I'm like, oh, this is good. And he's like, he's starting to become into like a little mini Iron Man. I'm like, oh, this is good.
Oh, we're recording this on the day that Marvel's Comic-Con panel is happening in 7 hours.
All right.
So we'll find out what Phase 4 is going to be from people who are there.
Has he always been super smart? Like, in this iteration of Spider-Man?
Well, I mean, he made the web fluid himself. He made his original goggles himself and, like, got them so, like, if he scrunches his eyes, it'll, like, narrow the view.
Okay.
I guess they show him in science class, like mixing it around in Homecoming, mm-hmm. and when they meet him in Civil War, he talks about building computers and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Was there explanation good enough for you about why some people are the same age, Tim?
Were you complaining about
that or no?
I'm not complaining, but like it was going to be kind of hard to swallow.
Got it.
Like, I mean, there was no way to not say, look, the people we wanted to be in this movie were all blipped. That's
yeah.
Like, there's no, like, look, you know how the blip of people affected people? Plot convenience. That's how.
Yeah.
It was interesting that the part of the movie was kind of like a teen romance comedy travel trip. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
like getting into hijinks and like, I'm like, oh, when he gave spoilers. When he gave those glasses to him, I'm like, no, what the fuck are you doing?
I was baffled by how long before that reveal happened. Uh-huh. I'm like, we all know. Like,
well,
I feel like there's not that many people in the audience who are like, I'm shocked. Sorry.
So, oh, shit.
My wife is walking by.
I thought maybe, like, I'm like, maybe he's good, but I'm like, really, what's going to be the conflict then?
Well, yeah, because the, like, big giant CGI monsters that's not really a Spider-Man scale story, right?
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
The whole exposition scene, though, was a little bit over the top.
It was, but I still enjoyed it because,
the,
like,
exposition scene?
Yeah, as he's explaining, like, why, who's there and why, like, how they all got there.
Oh.
The toast.
Got it.
It was, but I liked it because, like, it starts off where you're, like, you kind of, like, have that moment sort of, like, with Killmonger where it's, like, oh, does he have a point? And then, the more he talks, like, the more he digs the hole for himself, and you realize, nope. Just crazy, crazy, crazy all the day.
All right, we should probably wrap it up, because I got to take my kids to a birthday party, and that means I have to get your guys' files first.
Yes.
Remember, and I have to put on pants. Never trust Mysterio.
Not today, the rest of the things that happened to me over this long break.
Oh, and I got my phone stolen. Don't trust pickpockets. They fucking suck. Oh, and then don't trust a text that tells you your phone popped up on Find My iPhone later, because that's just them fishing you, and you might fall for it like I did.
Oh, Noah.
We love you, Noah.
So I think part of the moral of that story is don't put your phone in your back pocket.
Yes.
Man, after you sent that text, it was one of those things where it's like once you like finally learn about something for the first time, like all of a sudden you see how many times it's been referenced and you've missed it. I did that, but with people with phones in their back pockets. So like you sent us that text and I just started to see like people at work and people on the street. And just like everyone's got the phone in the back pocket. What are you doing?
I mean, it's such a common thing. I have gone 42 years of my life putting shit in my back pocket and no one's ever taken my back pocket.
I don't put anything in my back pocket because I don't like to sit on shit. Like, I don't even put my wallet in my back pocket, so I don't sit on it.
I mean, I don't now. I put my wallet in my front pocket. Putting my phone in my back pocket is a hard habit to break, though. Like, I remember it, but it's just like, it's so convenient because you just slip it in there, you do your thing, you pull it back out. Like, and my front pocket's a little tighter. But you know.
That's why it's time for cargo pants to make a comeback, because you got that button.
Yeah.
Or just do a story about
cargo
pants.
Go to Levi 550. They got plenty of room in front pockets.
Well, it's not like it's that. It's just much easier to slip a phone in your back pocket than your front pocket.
Do you always is it muscle memory now to take the phone out of your back pocket when you sit down?
No, I usually just sit on it, kind of.
Same here.
Huh.
But also, I have a lot of shit in my front pocket. Like, I have my keys. I'm worried about my keys scratching up my phone. And then I have my AirPods and my wallet. So it's just like, it's very crowded in my front pockets.
Oh, so.
Plus, he has a gigantic penis.
Yeah, I mean, he does have that. He needs one pocket for that thing. Yeah. I do keys and wallet in one pocket, and I do phone and headphones in the other pocket.
I can do that. I just have to
figure
it out.
And then you do wrapping it up in this pocket, where you say what the fuck you hate, and then we go to home.
This week I hate when I keep on jibber-jabbering when Tim's trying to get his kids to a birthday party.
Me too.
And Donald Trump.
Me too. Thank you for listening to this episode of Tancast. If you liked it, please tell your friends about it. Post about it on social media, your Twitters, your Facebooks, your MySpace if you're stuck in 2007. Subscribe to us on iTunes and maybe even write us a review on iTunes. If you prefer to get your podcast on Stitcher, don't worry. Tancast is there as well. Go to Tancast.com for all your Tancast needs. Leave comments on this episode. Read blogs whenever we get around to posting them. And you can find links to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, and our Zazzle store. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid, who created the official Tancast theme, and big thanks to Angela, who created the official Tancast artwork. Alright, that's enough plugs. Time to end the show, but please, come back again next week! Please!
Finally, something we can agree on.
I've never co-opted the You Hate Donald Trump before, but I'm willing to sign my name to that.
Alright.
And get renter's insurance or homeowner's insurance. It's good.
Yes.
My
tip for the week.
Are you pitching for farmers now? What are you doing?
But I got money back from my phone that got stolen.
Oh, I see.
So I like that.
That's a hot tip from Noah.
Mm-hmm.
Tim, did you say something? Not today. You said not today something, right?
I did. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well,
we're good.
We're done.
We did it.
Did dude done it.